Welcome back to the Man Catholic Podcast. I'm Steve Priest.
I'm Thomas Wirtz.
And I'm Brock Martin.
Today we're talking about the five reasons why he's not asking her out. This time. Ooh. Welcome, guys. It's great to have you all. This is a fun topic because I think the art of asking a girl out is gone in a lot of ways.
Gone.
And guys need to step up and do this. And we're going to talk about the five reasons why they're not. Love asking it. Girls out anymore.
So we did talk about this a while back about if you should ask the girl out, and we had a really cool conversation. So I'd recommend going back to that if you are single and wondering about asking a girl out. But this particular topic came up actually last night at my dinner table. I had some of my teammates over who are female sitting around the table. They were single with my lovely bride who's not single, guys. And it just kind of came up, what's the dating scene currently right now among these younger single people, which some of you guys, and why aren't the guys asking girls out? Mm-hmm. And so we thought, you know, there's five reasons that might be today in this culture, this generation, why they're not asking around. So I'll start with the first one, which I thought was really interesting. And this was one that actually came up at the dinner table.
So these five reasons kind of came about, which we have all seen, and I think we agree with, but a lot of these came up from girls.
Yes, some of them did.
Okay, considering why guys aren't asking them out.
Right, right.
Okay.
So this came up around the dinner table, and so it's the number one reason that is on our list, is he's not really sure if he likes her.
Now, are these in any particular order?
No.
No particular order. Okay, so we're not saying this is the number one reason why the guy's not asking
right,
the girl
exactly.
out. So the first one we're going to talk about is he's not sure he likes her.
He's into her, and part of me is like, well, that's... If there's any chance, that's what the whole point of a date is.
But, okay, maybe girls take dating as like engagement. Maybe Catholic girls take dating a little too seriously.
And that might be true.
And so the guy's freaking out thinking, if I ask her on a date, she's going to start picking out flowers for the wedding.
Steve, you think you're right. But at the same time,
I'm not justifying it. I won't speak to you directly. I'll speak to the guy. If
that's your train of thought, there's a chance the bull elk runs at you and kills you, but you have a gun and you're there to kill it, right? You're there for a purpose. So you
I have no idea. I understand the segue.
Get
the segue is if you're worried that she might think I'm proposing
if
by
she
taking
starts
it.
Picking out flowers, shoot her.
So what who's the bull elk in this situation? Her?
The girl, yeah.
Okay.
If there's some risk is my point that maybe there's some miscommunication.
Thomas, I love you, brother.
I still gotta go for it. We gotta work on the analogies.
Brock, what do you think about reason?
No, okay.
He's
okay.
Not sure.
So I'll take one step back and start. This conversation might apply directly to you. If you're in your vocation, this concept, I think, probably applies to some men in your life.
Yeah.
I think if we just look at reality, I saw a recent statistic on, I think it was on Forbes, that 70% of dating relationships now are started on some sort of app, which it's
like
you swipe,
app or
swipe a
app.
Direction yeah. and you connect and it's mm-hmm. in there. It kind of does the hard work for you. And so I do think this concept, though, of helping men to step into the dating realm is an important one. I was just on the phone this weekend with a good friend of mine out in the DC area. You know who you are. I know you listen to the show. There's nothing wrong with dating apps. I think that it's a really noble purpose for men to pursue a worthy woman. I was sharing with this gentleman that I can't imagine what my life would look like without Alicia, my bride, as a helpmate, as a partner, as my best friend. And I look at my daughters and I think, I cannot imagine a better woman for my kids to learn how to be a woman from. And if I'm blessed with sons, I can't imagine a better person for my sons to look at. These are the types of qualities you want in a woman. And so for men, I do think there is this sense inside, hey, I've got this desire to find the woman that I'm going to spend the rest of my life in. But so much of our culture is isolating and it makes it awkward for men to feel like they can't step into this realm. And so that's the first thing I want to say. The desire to have a spouse that you can walk to heaven with is a very, very noble desire. It's other than following Jesus, it's the most important decision you're ever going to make.
Mm-hmm.
And so this concept of, okay, let's wade in some of these reasons. If you're not sure that you're into her, should that, you know, prevent you from asking her out? I don't think so. I do think that the man needs to, if you're going to ask her out, you do have to have a certain level of attraction. If you're not attracted to her at all, then don't ask her out. But if there's a level of attraction,
physical attraction,
and there's other things about, you're just not aware if you're totally a fan of yet, to your point, Thomas, that's the point of a date.
I couldn't agree more that is the point of the date. And here's the thing. I've got some concerns about some of the dating apps. Obviously, we're not talking about hookup apps. Hookup apps are inherently evil, and we're not talking about that. We're talking about Catholic Match, right, or any of these.
And I know some of the apps you can set filters to, only match with Catholics.
Yes, but here's my concern. Outside of Catholic, I'm not sure we should be limiting what girls we're being paired with on via an app, because I would never have found my wife if I said, I just want a girl that's just like me, that likes football, that likes outdoors, that wants dogs, that hunts, that, all these things. I would have found a girl version of me, which is not a good thing. But my bride is in a lot of ways, not the opposite of me, but
complementary.
How do you say that?
Well, they say opposites attract.
And that's what scares me about these dating apps, because I think in a lot of ways, guys naturally think, what's going to make me comfortable? It's going to be something similar to me or something I already like. But that's not what we should be looking for, right? We should be looking for truly, who did God create for you to get you to heaven? And we've got to go out and date and find that person. And I don't know. What I'm not saying is there's a soulmate. I'm not saying there's just one person out there.
Yep.
But God does have a plan for your sanctity. If you're called to marriage, He has a plan for your sanctity, and it's through her. And we've got to figure that out. And it probably is not going to be someone who likes everything just like you do.
Totally.
Okay, let me go back to my analogy, the elk hunting. So that's
all
the number
he's
one
been thinking about for the last 3 minutes.
I don't even know what you guys have said. So the number one reason was he's not 100 like convinced that he really, really likes her.
And,
but to your point, Brock, not that he's not attracted at all to her, but he's just not sure if this is the one, like putting so much pressure on it. And Steve, you mentioned maybe our ladies are putting too much pressure on a date.
Yep.
Like that's almost like a proposal. Mm-hmm. My point is you still got to risk.
Yeah.
Totally. Right?
You go out hunting, the bull might turn on you.
Here we go.
You got to do something. Well, I got to redeem.
Can we just say
analogy.
The doe? Makes it a lot easier if it's a doe.
But a doe is not
or a
dangerous.
Cow. Sorry, a cow.
I still don't get how the girlfriend's going to want to bull rush you trample you.
No, the point is if there's a risk that the young lady you ask out thinks you're proposing.
Yes.
Okay, but you still have to do something that's worthy of the risk, right? You still have to take a risk.
Yeah, I'm 100%.
Great. So, shut up, Steve. So, if you go elk hunting, maybe the bull hurts you. Probably not. You got to take
risks.
Let's
just move away.
Life.
Let's talk about the analogy later.
It's
yes,
so
you have to take
you
risks.
You guys can email us at
and you should absolutely, if you're not sure, go on dates. Right. That's
exactly
what the
point
of dating is for. Right. And if you go on a couple dates and it's not a good fit, then you just say, hey, I really enjoyed getting to know you. This just isn't a good fit.
100%.
And I'm okay with that.
And I will also, share a principle that Pope St. John Paul the Great talks about in his book, Love and Responsibility, which is a pretty dense work. If you want a more digestible version, Dr. Edward Sree has a book called Man, Woman, and the Mystery of Love.
That's the one I read.
Which really kind of paints this, that there's a natural progression. Like when you start a romantic relationship, initially it starts for selfish reasons. It starts because you're attracted, because you like the way that you feel when you spend time together, that you enjoy certain aspects of their company.
And you do have certain things in common, right?
Yeah. All of that sort of selfish attraction though should be geared towards self-giving love. It should be ordered towards you making a gift of yourself and then kind of ultimately subjugating your desires to the desires of the other, making what's important to that person important to you. So I do want to underscore, if you are not into this girl at all, you shouldn't take her out on a date.
Right. You're wasting
but
your
if
time,
there
your
is
time.
Something about her that you enjoy, that something that you feel inside of you, that you enjoy spending time with her, that you connect with her on a certain level, at that point, absolutely, you should take her on a date.
Yep.
Yes. Those are good things.
And I think be clear about your intentions and say, and we talked about this in a podcast a long time ago. This was one of the early ones, that you need to say, I'd like to take you on a date.
Yeah.
What you're not saying is I'd like to discern marriage with you. Not yet. Okay. Go on a date, get to know each other. Obviously dating is the initial path to right. that discernment, right. but chill out and help her chill out. Okay. Number two, he's not sure that she likes him. And that's a hard one. That's a hard one. You don't always know if the attraction of the feelings are going to be reciprocal.
So this is actually where talk about risk, sticking your neck out, hunting a massive cow elk. Mm. This is where this analogy actually makes this. More
I
sense.
I could see this. I could see it working for this one.
you guys are stupid.
Okay, high level. I think there's actually something very healthy for a man to pursue a woman that he's not quite sure she's into him yet. I think there's actually something that it does in the masculine heart.
My wife did not like me for a long time. And I kept asking.
Really, really good friends who like 6, 7, 8 times that the guy had to swing before finally, and now they're happily married and have 5 kids. And, but my general point would be, I think there's something in the masculine heart that needs to be affirmed in this way. And there's actually something in the feminine heart that needs to be pursued like this.
That's right.
Yeah.
It reminds me of the book Wild at Heart, where deep down every guy implicitly is kind of asking himself, do I have what it takes? Mm-hmm. And when you stick your neck out and you pursue a woman that you're not quite sure that it's reciprocating, but you're pursuing her heart. Mm-hmm. I think it answers that implicit question. I do have what it takes.
Mm-hmm. And so what if you get rejected, right? Like if nothing else, it makes it that much clearer. And now you don't have to go hang out on a date with a girl that doesn't like you. So if you ask a girl out, not being sure if she likes you or not, and she says no, cool.
Yep.
Cool. I mean, that's the aspect of the theology of the body. The man initiates and the woman, her receptivity. So it's part of the nature of how we're designed to work. Mm-hmm. Brock, to your point, and yeah, to Steve's point, she says no, maybe try again or you move on, you know, but you've got to take the initiative. You've got to go out and take that risk. It's honoring for the young woman to be invited by a young man. So that's just, again, the nature of how it's supposed to be. So this one is a really silly one. If this is you, like just grow the courage and take that risk and take the step.
Yeah. And I just a last thing I'll say on this second point is, again, my conversation with my buddy just yesterday.
DC buddy.
Again, you know who you are. I love you. This aspect of pursuing a woman and not quite being sure, he shared that on some of these dates, it's been really hard because he's also praying for his vocation. And when he prays and then all of a sudden the conversation kind of tapers off, there's just a sadness of, oh man, it didn't work out with this girl. But there's also a confidence that I'm pursuing my vocation. And if this wasn't the girl that God has in store for me, this is actually a blessing. Even if it may hurt in the moment, it's an option that's off the table now.
Yep.
And I'm not wasting my time.
And it's way better to figure that out earlier than later, right? If there's not a connection, if it's not the right fit, it's way better to figure that out outside of marriage than inside of marriage and figure out how to work through that.
Okay. Point number three, kind of transitioning off of what I just said. Mm-hmm. Number three is he's not quite sure of his vocation yet. Mm-hmm. So I think this is a big one, especially for younger guys, maybe in college, coming out of college, not quite sure if God's calling you to the sacrament of marriage or the sacrament of holy orders or a consecrated single life. What do you guys think?
Man, this is one. Sometimes I think sometimes guys like paralysis by analysis, this one. And I think you should pursue religious life options in the same way that maybe you pursue a romantic relationship. If you're not actually checking out religious orders, if you're not going to meet with a vocations director and doing due diligence there, like if you have no desire to go check out a religious order vocations director, then you are probably called to marriage. Then at least pursue that, but don't just sit around in this balance waiting for someone to come tell you what your vocation is. You've got to check both of them out, is what I would say.
Yeah. I was in grad school and was not sure. I was in this situation, I think, in Archbishop Chaput was my spiritual director at the time. And he finally just said, you gotta start asking girls out.
Yep.
You gotta start doing something.
You gotta do something.
It was great. And it was good. It was a release to, okay, move. And so, if you're that guy right now, just start moving and let the Lord do it in a prayerful way and let God just direct that and correct it and help guide you.
Yeah. I think I would start if I was talking to a guy in this situation. Again, I think it's a really noble desire to want to know what your vocation is. And those of us that are in our vocation, whether it's as a priest, a brother, or as a husband and father, you kind of remember back to that uncertainty, that time of not really knowing what God has in store for you. I think to approach this time in your life with a disposition of your God, our God, is a loving father who desires you to flourish and to thrive and to be his disciple and in relationship with him. And he has a plan. And so I think to approach this with a fundamental disposition of trust, like we got to trust our Father has a plan for us. Yeah. But I love what you guys said. And I think that that's super important. I do think I would probably state it a little stronger. I do think that Catholic men should have an intentional time to ask the question, Lord, are you calling me to be your priest?
Yes, I do agree with that.
And actually, to your, I think you guys both said this, very simple ways to do this. Go talk to a vocations director, go to a come and see, go there's spend a retreats, silent retreat. Yeah.
Can I jump on that too? Yeah, the Chaput gave really practical advice initially, because he's like, there's, if a guy says, I'm not sure if I'm called to the priesthood, a couple of things that he would encourage everyone to do. One is make sure you're not in the state of mortal sin. So get out of the habit of mortal sin for months at least. The second then would be immerse yourself in the ministry of the church. So start doing something, volunteer your church, your parish, RCA, something, get experience doing something ministerial. And I thought that was really wise of him. He's a holy, wise man. But then at that point, then if that's still, if you still have it in your heart or a draw, I would say, go back to what you said.
Yeah. Just to share a little bit of my own story. When I, as a first year focused missionary down in Waco, Texas, Alicia and I were, had started dating before I became a missionary. Then as a first year missionary, you make a commitment to a dating fast. And so I really thought, all right, this is the time for me to discern. Am I called to the priesthood? And I vividly remember I was given a parish talk down there to try to raise some support. And I've always had a deep appreciation for our priests and for the work that they do. The thought of being, you know, shoulder to shoulder, or even behind a screen in a confessional, or being able to get up on the altar and give a homily, obviously the moment of consecration, a lot of attraction to those things. And I remember this one weekend in particular, I was at every single mass giving this appeal to raise some funds. And it hit me like a ton of bricks that I was attracted to hearing one confession or to giving one homily. But when I realized this parish priest, like, this was his life, the Lord made it very clear, like, you have an attraction there, but this is not what I have for you. And so to your point, Thomas, I think to get involved with what's happening at the parish is a great place to discern with, you know, the diocesan priesthood. And then I think there's some unbelievable religious orders out there. If there's an attraction to it, a way of life or a charism, go spend a weekend out there, or see if they've got some come and see. A lot of lot of cool things that can kind of get your feet wet to see, all right, Lord, I'm taking a step. And if I trust that if this is your plan for me, you're going to make it clear. And if it's not, to your point, okay, start dating some girls.
And as long as we're doing our part in that discernment, you know, we've got to follow where he leads us, follow the inclinations of our heart. As long as we're doing that, he will reveal it, I believe. He's a good, loving father. He's not going to hide your vocation from you. So as long as you're out there pursuing it, I think he'll do that. I was so glad I went on a vocations discernment weekend retreat. Archbishop Chaput was there. And then my wife, I think she visited three or four different religious orders as well. And so it's fun for us to look back at that, knowing we both did what we could to discern, you know, between religious life or marriage, which was cool.
Love it. Should we go to four?
Let's do it.
Okay, this one did, I remember this one definitely did come up in the conversation, and it's what I would say the excuse of distance, where there's guys out there who maybe go on a date or two, so maybe they do take a step, but then don't want to date long distance, and so they kind of make that the reason why they're no longer going to date or even ask the girl on another date. And you know, again, when you're hunting elk, there's a distance. Should I throw that out there again?
This is not real. Is this happening right now?
But I, the distance is interesting because it's I still think it's kind of a cop-out excuse, and it's practically challenging. So of all the things on the list, this might be the most understandable.
Yep.
But I still think in our day and age, distance, while it's real and it's tough, I don't think it's the reason why you don't ask a girl out.
Yeah.
Because there's so many ways to overcome distance with technology. Travel's easy. And I know plenty of people that have actually done it.
Yeah, change your job and go date the girl. Like, come on. Goodwill Hunting. Why are we overthinking this? Yeah. I mean, if this could be the person that God is calling you to marry, then change your lifestyle and go discern it. Take a year. Go get a different job and take a year and go date this girl.
Or start dating her. And if it becomes clear.
And take trips. Yeah. I mean, travel is so easy. And online is so easy. Like, we run businesses around the world right now. We can start to get to know someone over the phone or over Zoom and traveling.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was wondering what, you know, I don't know who these guys were, if they're good guys or what the deal is, but what's the deal with the distance? You know, is there an over sensual just aspect of how they want to date? You know, is there purity in their life? And these are kinds of reflections I think guys need to ask themselves. What's the deal with distance? What is it that you're afraid of?
I do. I mean, I do think that you can only get to know somebody from distance to a certain point.
To a degree, yeah.
Right? Like, I you do need that. To get into each other's lives to be able to get to know each other, to be able to discern, hey, sure. are we called to spend the rest of our lives together? But I don't think you need to be in the same location to start talking, to start dating. Yep. I mean, Alicia and I, like I said, my first year as a missionary, we were long distance, but there were some amazing opportunities. You know, that one date I could remember sent her a package of noodles and a recipe and a bottle of white wine. And it was like, I cooked the exact same thing that she did. And over Zoom, we were able to have a date that it was like, this kind of like us being in the same location or writing letters, I think is a huge one that you can really reveal a lot.
What we're saying is it's possible to get to know someone. I don't know the extended period of time, years at a time, I probably wouldn't recommend, but if you want to get to know someone for 3 to 6 months and then get in the same physical location and take that to the next level, I think you can definitely start dating distance.
Yeah.
All right. Number five. And Thomas, you actually alluded to this earlier. Words of Archbishop Chaput has nothing hunting wise is sin, that I think he might not be asking her out because he is still in a certain level of sin or a struggle or an addiction that would make it inappropriate for him to ask a girl out. In fact, I've heard from someone, I don't remember who, that they said, if you are addicted to pornography, you should not be in a romantic relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jason Everett's big on that.
Yeah, and I agree with it, that if that is a struggle of yours, masturbation or pornography, then you should not be pursuing or in a romantic relationship.
Yeah.
Obviously, unless you're married. You've got to fix that. So don't break up your marriage. Don't get divorced in order to fix that. You're going to have to deal with that one at the same time. But if you're not married, you need to figure this stuff out.
And it's
out.
Because you're not free to love yourself.
You're not free.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I'll share just vulnerably, like when Alicia and I started dating, pornography and masturbation was still a part of my life, but I don't think I was at the level of addiction. It was, you know, every couple months there was a fall. And I remember my spiritual director at the time, he kind of challenged me and said, you need to get 6 months of sobriety under your belt before you can move this relationship to the next level. And I was really grateful for that advice. One, because I needed the kick in the pants. But two, I want to share this with you guys who are in the middle of the fight right now, that a lot of times we approach our purity and our quest for chastity as just a constant no. I've got to say no to my desires, no to myself, no to these impulses. What that did for me is it turned the fight from a constant no into a yes. Mm-hmm. I wasn't saying no to my desires, no to my inclinations or my impulses. I was saying yes to a desire to get more serious with Alicia. And it totally changed the fight in my mind from a constant no into a loving yes. And, you know, purity, chastity, custody of my eyes, that's going to be a challenge for the rest of my life, as it will be for every man. But I do think that if you're struggling with sin and there's a woman that you want to ask out and this is kind of preventing you, I think to spend some time thinking and praying about how can you make your desire to pursue this woman a yes. And that's the what you're doing when you're engaging in the fight here.
Yeah. I mean, gosh, on the purity level too, it's so much of the married life is learning how to give of yourself and fighting those selfish temptations. And so when we come in with that wound from past impurity, it's just that selfish grabbing for self is so powerful and strong, and just letting yourself begin to root that out so you really can enter into something that's already going to challenge you in every way of every selfish inclination you have. And just, you don't want to make it even worse.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's just, yeah, such a great advice.
These are the five reasons why he is not asking her out. And we kind of talked about another one that overlaps all of them, and that's just fear. Mm-hmm. And the impact of fear, being afraid of rejection, of failure, of God's will, being afraid of so many things, perception, family, friends, and outside influences. There's so many things that can make us afraid. And I just want to say, if you're a guy right now that's considering whether or not to ask a girl out and you're just straight up afraid, then I just want to encourage you to get the courage to go do it. Go ask her out and let the chips fall where they may.
Yeah, amen, Steve. It's okay to be afraid, right? You can't be courageous without fear, right? So the courage helps you overcome that fear. So fear is okay. It's okay if you're afraid, but be inspired to take the next step, to go after it, and to step into that fear. And not be afraid to be rejected. And so I think as men, especially as speaking as to Christian men out there, this applies to so many areas in our life. And so I'm so grateful that we're hitting this topic, and for you guys to really be bold, be courageous in this area of your life and other areas of your life, because we just need men that are willing to take risk, to step out, to be bold.
Amen.
And to do what's true, good, and beautiful.
So as we close out, don't forget, if an elk charges you, just shoot it.
Don't be worried about the risk. Yes. charge or you something.
That's it, guys, for today on the Man Catholic Podcast. 5 reasons why he's not asking her out. Have a great day. God bless.